Welcome to The Tasting Glass, a segment of the Tap Room Exclusive where I give you a taste of what's brewing in the craft beer world. I'm your host, Dean Zarbaugh. Today's show is brought to you by Northeast Ohio Craft Brewery News. Follow Northeast Ohio Craft Brewery News on Facebook at facebook.com/NEOCBN. Saucy Brewworks has announced expanded distribution throughout the state of Ohio starting this week. Currently, Saucy's beer will only be available on draft, but that could change in the future. So if you're in the Columbus, Cincinnati, and Dayton markets, talk to your Cavalier distributing rep about getting Saucy Brew's delicious beers on your taps today. Congratulations to everyone at Saucy Brew. Craft Brewing Business is reporting that Broadcast Music Incorporated and the Ohio Craft Brewers Association are teaming up for BMI's Nashville Songwriters Tour beginning August 11th and running through August 22nd. The concerts are free and open to the public. Among those breweries on the tour, Avon's own Railroad Brewing Company will have a concert on Tuesday, August 21st at 7 p.m. Visit craftbrewingbusiness.com for more information. The Akron Ale Fest is coming to the Trolley Barn in downtown Akron on August 4th. The festival will run from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. You can sample beers from Akronym Brewing Company, Missing Mountain Brewing Company, Royal Docks Brewing Company, and more. For a full list of breweries and food vendors, check out AkronAleFest.com. Mark Bona has the scoop on the release of Irish Town Bend Red Ale at Market Garden Brewery. Per Mark, $1 from every glass sold will support what Market Garden co-owner Sam McNulty calls the transformative new green space in Ohio City. So get down to Market Garden Brewery on August 3rd and have some Irish Town Bend Red Ale and help Ohio City continue to thrive. Check out Mark's article on cleveland.com for more information. Mark also has the details on Lock 15's opening. The official grand opening is slated for August 21st. Per Mark, the space will hold six large communal tables, a 17-seat, 24-foot bar, and five high-top tables. The brew house is up and running, and four fermenters are in place. For more details on Lock 15, check out Mark's article on cleveland.com. The first annual Hops in the Hangar event is taking place on Saturday, August 18th at the Middleton Regional Airport. Gathering a blend of craft beer fans and aviation enthusiasts in an airplane hangar, Hops in the Hangar will be an epic event here in the tri-state area. Join in tasting samples of amazing, unique craft beers. You choose 15 to sample from dozens of breweries that are on site. Food trucks will be on site for purchase as well. Airplanes will be available on site for tour. For more information, check out the Hops in the Hangar event on Facebook. I recently brought you the news of a new year-round offering from Rheingeist called Cheetah, a crisp, clean, and refreshing lager. Less than a month later, Rheingeist has announced another new year-round can offering, Wowie, which they describe as an effervescent ale with pineapple and passion fruit. It has 6.2% ABV and 0 IBUs. Wowie will be Bubbles' tropical partner in crime and will start hitting distribution next week. Rick Arman of the Akron Beacon Journal and Ohio.com has the scoop on Collision Bend's first can offering. They will produce a limited run of their wildly popular Lake Erie Sunset that will be released in the taproom starting July 28th, with a limited run that will be sold at Heinen's and select retailers starting next week. Check out Rick's article on Ohio.com for more information and be sure to pick yourself up a six-pack of this delicious beer. Mad Tree is releasing two taproom exclusive cans on August 4th. The beers are Orators, a double dry-hopped unfiltered IPA with passion fruit added, and Historians, a Berliner Weiss with blueberries added. Cans will be released exclusively in the taproom with no cans going out to distribution. Four packs of 16-ounce cans will retail for $17.50 each. A limited amount for draft will also be available by the glass at the release. Sorry, no growler fills. Check out Mad Tree Brewing Company on Facebook for more information. Maumee Bay Brewing Company, along with the Ohio Environmental Council, will be raising public awareness around toxic algae and the water quality on August 2nd, the four-year anniversary of the devastating Toledo water crisis that left 400,000 people without drinkable water in 2014. Unfortunately, even 4 years later, little has been done. Algae Bloom was brewed with the importance of our water in mind. This sour double IPA was brewed with matcha powder and kiwi to represent the harmful green algae that puts our water at risk of toxic contamination. Algae Bloom will only be brewed for a limited time, so don't miss out. A portion of the profits will be donated to the Ohio Environmental Council for continued advocacy on water treatment and preservation. Check out Maumee Bay Brewing Company on Facebook for more information. National Mead Day is August 4th. The Bottle House Brewery and Meadery will be celebrating by releasing three new mead offerings. Get out to the Bottle House on August 4th and try some great locally sourced meads. Trust me, they're delicious. Check out the Bottle House on Facebook for more information. That'll do it for this week's edition of The Tasting Glass. Be sure to check out my latest episode featuring Matthias Hauck of Avon Brewing Company and I discussing their Ohana Wheat at thetaproomexclusive.com/episodes. And tune in Tuesday for the Avon Brewing Company grand finale. You can subscribe to the show on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play Music, and Stitcher. Follow the show on Twitter at Taproom Podcast and like the show's Facebook page at facebook.com/thetaproomexclusive. As always, this is Dean Zarbaugh telling you to please drink responsibly.